All right, and we're back for episode 2, or I guess 2.0, 2.1, what are we calling this, of the bi-week podcast. We're joined by our wonderful podcasters, which we will be speaking about who's on the Mount Rushmore, or who's, we'll be doing the power rankings, excuse me, of the podcasters later. So we have Jeff, J-Bar, Shine, Sean, and myself, Anthony. So we're going to talk about a couple things today. We're gonna, some sports, some things that are going on in entertainment. I know these guys are big into very, very Cavallari, which is something I don't know shit about. But we have a panel of experts here on Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari's life. So we'll be speaking about that, some story time, and then the Mount Rushmore, or the power rankings, as I mentioned before. So we'll start it off quick. It's, I don't even know what today, March 5th, 2019. Everybody in the NL East is dead except for the Phillies. Thanks, Bryce Harper, you little baby back bitch. That's all I have to say about that. I'll leave it out, or I'll leave it to you guys. All right.
Yeah, so he is,
contract won't look good in 5 years.
Yeah, for
contract,
real.
Contract's not going to look good. He's getting paid out $330 million, most ever in the MLB in total money. Not average, not per year, but he's getting his cash. He's getting the Brinks truck back the fuck up.
Yeah.
Now, I always kind of want to talk, everyone's talking about this contract, 13 years, 330, pretty crazy. But looking at actually into like this season, the Phillies lineup is pretty stacked right now.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of scary. I was looking at some projections of the standings. Looks like they're projected to finish first in the NL East. They have Arrieta coming back, Pavetta, Zach Eflin, Aaron Nola. Pretty stacked starting lineup. They also, people forget, they also brought in probably the best offensive catcher in the majors in Realmuto. And they also brought in the shortstop from Seattle, Segura.
Mm-hmm.
Solid. He's got up and down that lineup. Plus, they have that dude. What's that guy's name? That Reese Hoskins or whatnot.
Yeah.
That guy. This lineup's going to be pretty scary.
Yeah, they're going to be. It's.
Go ahead.
I mean, they're definitely. I mean, obviously, no good. Even before Harper, I think they were going to be the team to beat in the NL East. And you put a guy that can hit that many home runs in a ballpark that he already destroys people in because it's so small. I mean, it's just going to make them even better. I mean, they're going to, if I had to guess, I'd say it's going to be 10 to 15 games ahead of the next closest team in the NL East.
I'll bet you that right now.
You think that the Braves' offense is that good?
I think I'll take the field. You can have the Phillies with your 15-game lead.
I want some Christ. Serious odds then.
Like a fair bet. So basically, they're going to be the Boston Red Sox in the NL East, though.
No. Hey, I'll tell you why they're not going to do good. They don't have any team chemistry. You got all these free agents coming in.
Yeah.
They're not going to. There's going to be at least two or three busts. They're going to be like coasting. They're going to be making that big paycheck.
They yeah. Do shit. I mean, I.
Don't end up in like third place in the NL East.
So baseball prospectus.
Go ahead and write me down.
Baseball prospectus actually has the Phillies projected first, the Nats projected second, the Mets third, and the Braves fourth.
That's right.
And the Marlins last. So, but it actually looks like the difference between the Phillies and the Phillies and the Braves is actually, it looks like 5 games. That they have them all projected.
Oh my god!
Which is kind of crazy. I mean, if you think about it, the Phillies. What were they? They were five, just below 500 last year, and they decided. And I mean, they definitely improved their. They definitely improved their lineup from what they had last year. So.
Yeah, I mean they're.
I mean,
their second half of the season, I think they were. just 500 or just under 500. But yeah, I mean, they were, they had like a bit of a meltdown themselves last year.
How many games did the Braves win the NL East by last year?
Like three. Yeah, and a half.
That's pretty.
Did you see the end of the Duke game?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Who won?
Duke barely.
Duke by one.
What was the question? How many games did
So what kind of like what kind of improvements would you say, Sean, did the Braves do in the off season?
All right. So the question was, how many games did the Braves win last year? So they won 90.
No, what improvements did the Braves make over in the off season?
Dude, our farm system is coming up. We got all of our.
It's not the farm system. What the team? The actual team. Don't worry. I don't give a shit about the 20-year-old that you drafted from the Dominican.
Double A right now. Coming up right now. All of our coming up. You know what we'll do? We'll bring JOD in. We'll have me and him talk for 30 minutes about the Braves for you.
We don't need it for 30 minutes.
Please no.
You're gonna need it. That's how fucking great we are.
I just want to know what improvements have you made to the actual lineup?
Our youth and experience.
Good God. So no.
We brought McCann back. Let's fucking go.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He can grow his beard out again. Congrats.
I mean, what is he?
Anybody that looks at a picture the wrong way, go ahead and throw at him the next time he comes up.
So, as a Met fan, I just want to throw, because of what the Mets did today, and this is just an indictment on how shitty this team is, or just their front office and their management is. I mean, this is, and I think this is this kind of happens with other shitty teams as well. Like, okay, so the Mets went out and they hired that Jessica Mendoza chick, right, to be like a player, whatever. Consultant.
How have you hidden this in the past 3 episodes?
What do you mean?
You've found a way to like sneak the Mets into every single conversation every time.
I'm a Mets fan. What do you
fucking podcast? And you just now are bringing up the fact that Jessica Mendoza left ESPN with the Mets.
She didn't leave ESPN. So wait, hang on. Let me make my point. God damn it. She the Mets. They didn't make any play for a big name free agent. I mean, they made the trade for Cano, which like, okay, they got a big name guy, which they gave up too much for him. He's too old and they're going to owe him too much money. Plus he's coming off PED suspension. So they didn't make a play for this guy. Everybody, a lot of the fans are all pissed off. The Phillies signed Harper. And they've been, like, trending all over, right? They've been on ESPN. He's come out and said he wants to recruit Trout and all this other bullshit. The Mets go out and hire Jessica Mendoza. And why are they doing that? To put their name on the top of the trending because they did something different in the MLB, right? And that's not doing anything to help their team. Like, Sean just said, like, at least the Braves are going out and getting like young farm system talent and like putting that into their organization. They won 90 games last year. Like that's good for their organization. The Mets are just getting fucking clicks. That's like all they care about, not making their team better.
I'm going to like put a point count on how often you try and fit the Mets into every single topic we have.
It's just when we talk about baseball, so.
And the Braves did sign Josh Donaldson. I did forget about that.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Nice. He's old.
So again, but at least a guy can still hit.
He's a bridge.
He's in the National League. If you told me the Braves were in the AL and he was the DH, I would be like, okay, that's not bad.
He's a bridge between the upcoming talents.
Good, not great. Good, not great.
Riley's gonna be great.
All right. Well. So we're supposed to have quick takes on Harper. We've gone for far too long about this fucking idiot in baseball. So,
well, you had to fit the Mets.
I know. I had to get my counterpoint in there about the Mets. So,
what counterpoint? No one was arguing.
Or not counterpoint. Just my point.
It's a great point. I love the point.
Thank you, Sean.
Can we talk about Barry Cavalleria?
No. Shut up.
The only thing Jeff gives a fuck about.
So we'll talk about the NBA for a few minutes here. So the Lakers and the Celtics are in a fucking free fall tailspin. Can't win any games. They're both their quote star players are in an absolute feud with just about everybody on the planet. LeBron, I don't know if you guys saw any of the highlights last night, I think it was, where he just let the ball roll down the court, picked it up, shot a three, ran down the court. That is some lazy ass shit.
I think he's starting to realize that he's in LA. Like, no one would care if he's in LA. The being on the Lakers is just completely different than being on in Cleveland or being Miami.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to pick up that video of letting the ball roll down full court and then just jacking a three when you're down 15. Everybody. Like, and everybody's going to be going after every single decision that's going to be made. He's under aside from being the best player on the planet already, he's in the biggest microscope right now being with the LA Lakers.
Yeah. And I think you guys could agree, like, the expectations of him were so high because it's the Lakers, right? I mean,
hand up, I thought the Lakers were going to have 50 wins this year. And you know what? To be honest, I really think that they probably would be pretty close if he didn't get hurt for, like, that whole month with the groin in December.
And I think Lonzo being hurt, too, hurts them as well, and they've had a lot of injuries.
Do you really think that guy's that good? How much of a difference maker do you think he is on that?
He just plays defense good.
I think he's better than Rondo at this point in his career.
I think it's marginally better, if that's anything. But he's all right. He's not that good.
Well, I think LeBron also realizes, like, he's not – like, for him now, his legacy is championships, or at least, like, getting to the championship. So LeBron doesn't really, like, care anymore if – he knows he doesn't have a team that's going to get him to a championship. And that's why he was probably okay with trying to make the AD signing happen, actually, and be like, okay, if these guys get pissed at me, like, whatever, at least I'm trying to go out and win a championship. Because if we don't, the rest of the season doesn't really matter.
I think LeBron's just tired because he's gone to media. He's got his TV show on HBO. He's got this new... 1 mile race challenge to be a millionaire, and then he's trying to put together Space Jam 2 all during the season.
I mean, he's got a lot on his plate.
It is great that, like, the production for Space Jam 2 is supposed to take place when the Western Conference Finals is.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, like, I mean, of course they would, like, I'm sure if they were in the Western Conference Finals, move it. But LeBron's just like, yeah, I know I'm not getting to the Western Conference Final. Let's get Space Jam 2 rolling.
You know, it's pretty – it's wild, too, when you think about it. When you think about, like, his record, he's been in the NBA Finals for the past 8 seasons. This would literally be his, like – I don't know if it's 8 or 9.
It's 7, I think.
But it's the last – this will be, like, his first off season in, like, over a decade.
Yeah.
Wild.
But
it's pretty unbelievable.
I mean, I get him, you know, he got hurt and the team's just kind of like limping down the stretch here. But, I mean, if you watch just how he's playing right now, it's just lazy. Like, he doesn't play defense. There was another clip.
He hasn't played defense, but this is him living in his, like, own decisions. He's done this. He's been doing these type of decisions, being the GM since Miami, trying to, like, dictate rosters and dictate decisions. And, like, frankly, like, just hiding on defense, guarding the worst guy. Like, well, he's not.
He's a terrible GM in the first place. He always has been.
Always. Always.
But, like, if you're LeBron, what's the difference in not making the playoffs and being the 8th seed and getting swept by the Warriors?
At least you make the playoffs.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, but if that happens, right, if they make the playoffs as an 8th seed and get swept by the Warriors, that's, I think, for him, that's worse. Way worse.
Like, I mean, it's a legacy thing, too. I mean,
to be honest, I mean, he went to L.A. for a reason. He has all this extracurricular shit that he cares a lot more about than basketball, I think.
Yep.
But at least if they don't make the playoffs right down the line, again, like legacy wise, or if you just want to talk about it and be like, oh, remember that one year that like they didn't make the playoffs, and the excuse is just going to be, well, the team wasn't that good, blah, blah, blah. He was like getting his feet wet. Like, he's got a built in excuse, whereas if he did make the playoffs.
For sure. He knew that going in.
I think he's good enough to where he should be able to bring any team to the playoffs, whether it's 8th seed, 7th seed, whatever.
Yeah.
All his teams in Cleveland sucked.
Oh, 100%. But, like, his legacy is about getting to the championship and winning championships now. It's not about being an 8th seed and getting rocked by the Warriors.
Yeah, smoked. Yeah.
I don't think he's ever going to win another championship.
Unless they get, like, AD.
I still don't think so. He doesn't care about basketball like he did in the previous years, I don't think. I think he's all about making movies and making other business ventures. And basketball is more
secondary.
Second and a hobby now.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely more evident this year than... I mean, he always had other shit that was going on, right? But it seems like way more evident this year than in years past that he's clearly... Basketball is just kind of like a secondary thing for him. Even he's, didn't he do like activate playoff mode now? You know, like just yeah, that kind yeah, of PR bullshit. Yeah, he just does that stuff just again, like for clicks and like for people to talk about him more. Like, oh, he's gonna turn it on now, and now everyone's gonna keep watching. The only thing is, it's kind of backfiring because he's been fucking sucking.
Yeah, well, like at a certain point, when does it? If he doesn't make the playoffs next year, then when does it start to like tarnish his legacy?
Right.
I think not making the playoffs this year and seeing how piss poor that this team is playing, I think that completely reflects on him, and it does affect his legacy right now. Like, he's not this will definitely be something that people bring up years from now.
When Kobe missed the playoffs?
Well, I mean, that's different. That's a different time, not necessarily in social media when people are going after every little bit. Like, I mean,
yeah, but the grand scheme of things, in 10 years when you're talking about LeBron, are you going to talk about this one year that he missed the playoffs if he gets the championship or the Western Conference Finals next year?
I mean, I do think so because of the times. Like, this is the years when Kobe wasn't making the playoffs for the Lakers. Like, it wasn't as scrutinized as it was now. Like, this is like that was the next day on sports talk radio. But now it's like everything is just magnified when it comes to LeBron and all of it. And
agreed,
how he
but
does.
Like news flows just so fast that like people will forget about that. I think and like. By next
people
season.
Still think that LeBron is like will not pass the ball like in the last minute of every single game and doesn't and is afraid to take winning shots. Like, people still think that that's like a weakness of his. So like,
I mean,
they hold on to everything.
I think the Lakers are just his version of Michael Jordan's Wizards.
Yeah, right. I mean,
for that point, Michael Jordan was not that bad on the Wizards. Like, he was still averaging 19 points.
Well,
he was a shell of himself.
How old was he?
I stand by my take.
How old was he when he went to the Wizards?
What was that?
How, like 38.
How old is LeBron right now? He's like
34. LeBron's 34. I think Jordan was like 36, 37 when he was at the Wizards.
All right, Sean's take is getting a little better there. the ages are a little closer.
He was older with the Wizards.
Was he?
He was 38 and 39 with the Wizards.
Yeah, but LeBron also started his career earlier, so I count that in.
Yeah. Mm. But like, okay, so he averaged...
So are you just counting the miles, Sean, on his body?
Yeah. You only have so many miles.
Are you counting Jordan's casino days and like just like his late nights outs as well? Like, have you calculated that?
I think that made him last longer.
So I mean, Jordan.
You need to feed that habit. You got to make the money.
And Jordan's good at golf too.
Jordan also joined the Wizards after 3 years of like not playing. He was retired for 3 years, then joined the Wizards at age 38, averaged almost 23 points. And average 20 points in his second season with the with the Wizards.
So let's say that LeBron is just taking his 3 years off right now. Or just cashing in that LA Lakers
paycheck. Yeah.
So you're changing your take?
Yeah. He's taking
it. Yeah, sounds like hot.
I thought you were going to die on that hill, and now all of a sudden you're just
that hill. That hill's an anthill right now.
I'm making my hill bigger.
I don't see it that way.
I don't see hey. It. Your voice is fading as you keep backpedaling.
Do we want
to
move?
Next topic. Let's go to Monday Night Football.
All right. So Monday
Why
night.
Why are we talking about Monday Night Football?
Shut up, Jeff. You got the podcast topics before.
I know, but I was wondering why we're talking about Monday Night Football.
Did you hear Jason Witten?
Yeah.
Jason Witten is joining the Cowboys.
Yeah.
On his
what do you think of well? Well, I think I'm pretty sure he got fired.
No.
He was asked to step away.
But why would they want him to go and not Booger? They both sucked.
No way. I think Booger was awesome.
Yeah.
People really like Booger because he was on the field.
Booger was great. I thought Witten was trash.
They should just let Romo do every single game.
Except he doesn't work for ESPN.
Yeah, those logistics work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's on Monday nights.
All right, so who would you guys – I'm sure most of you guys saw, like, McAfee had – he was, like, number two trending in the United States for people advocating for him. I mean, I watched the Green Bay – Lions game that he did. I think for our generation of fan, like, he would be great, but there's too many old heads that wouldn't like a guy like that.
Do you think his jokes would get tired, like, after like week nine?
After quarter one.
So after like week five, you're like, okay, bro, stop yelling during punts.
Yeah.
Just going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, I think he would be great as, like, in the McAfee mobile or, like, the Booger mobile.
The third guy. The third guy.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Supposedly, they said they're going to try and throw, like, a shit ton of money at Peyton again.
But
there
was a report, I think Rich Eisen said it or something, on NFL Network that Peyton told ESPN that he wouldn't do any sort of commentary until Eli was out. So
that's not this year.
Yeah,
next year.
He didn't want to talk trash about his brother.
Pretty much. I was reading some candidate article. And it was saying let's see how this wets your whistle, guys. Like these are the top.
Before you go through that list, I just want to say it should be Bob Costas. Now go.
Fuck Bob Costas.
That pink eye smurf.
Yeah, I vote anyone except Joe Buck.
All right, here's the list. Guys, they can't have two
color commentators.
Announcer guys. They already have Joe Tessitore. They're not going to have Joe Tessitore and Joe Buck. They have to have a football specialist.
I don't know. I
stop.
No.
I love two play-by-play guys. Like, oh, let's go more play-by-play.
give me a variety.
Okay, here's the list. Here you go. We got Lewis Riddick, Kurt Warner, Greg Olson, and Dan Orlovsky.
I like Dan Orlovsky.
I
was reading that Orlovsky is kind of the long shot. He's in the mornings right now on ESPN. We get up with with Greenberg, Riddick. Everybody kind of knows him. He's front office type of guy. Former scout player as well. Kurt Warner, resume speaks for itself. Greg Olson, everyone kind of knows him too. He does some stuff with Fox during the playoffs.
They should really give Solomon Wilcox his chance.
I think they should give someone from the 7th floor crew the shot.
What about Nate Burleson?
I do like Nate Burleson.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
I like that take. Yeah.
I like Nate Burleson too.
I'm Garrett Woodtakes.
It is funny when I watch Dan Orlovsky on TV, it sounds like he really knows what he's talking about, but he really was not that good.
I mean, he knows how to study film,
yeah,
and study a playbook to that extent. But yeah, I mean, the performance was lacking, but he knew what he wanted to do. His body just wouldn't follow.
Yeah.
maybe they'll get.
I know they're in zone right now.
But it's also like,
Go ahead.
The concept of like a great player doesn't make like a great announcer. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, Tony Romo was not a great player.
Yeah.
No, he's a great announcer.
No, he was a great player.
No, he wasn't.
But
yes, he was.
You would think that ESPN, with the success that Romo's had, their main target is going to be a quarterback, right? Because they tried it with a tight end, and a tight end runs two fucking routes, and they block. Like,
I just want to point out the two people who say Romo is not good is the one who live and die by Blake Bortles.
Hey, if you look it up, Blake Bortles has better stats.
One game. I'm a big Dick Nick guy.
I'm actually leaning towards this is probably like a safe pick too, but I think I'd probably be I would really want like Kurt Warner. I like
he's commentated games before, right?
Yeah, he does stuff on the NFL Network. I think he's really good, real insightful. He's concise. He's good.
He's from Iowa.
He's just too white for me.
You need to have a guy like someone with some personality, right? I don't know if do you think Peyton?
Not to bring up race, but if we're gonna go spectrum of skin color here, Joe Tessitore, kind of tan, Booger, a lot tanner, and then you have Kurt Warner on the other side of the spectrum here. I mean, I think it's a good gradual thing we're all going for here.
It's going to end up being a quarterback, and it's going to end up being somebody that's had success.
Kurt Warner. Jesus Christ, there goes the toy.
The Vegas favorite has to be Warner.
The what?
The Vegas favorite has to be Warner.
Yeah. I think like I said before, I did like Booger. I like Booger. Like, I thought he was good. So if him and Tessitore were by themselves, I think that'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But also, like, if you're saying Peyton won't go till Eli retires, how many more years is that? Maybe one? So
2 weeks into next season, probably?
Yeah. So, like, why wouldn't you just, like, go with Tessitore and
Booger?
Like, Booger, yeah. And then throw money at Peyton the next year?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. That's definitely not a bad idea. I mean, you already had a year. People already seem to like Booger anyway just because, like, of the Booger Mobile and that kind of thing. Obviously, they're going to have to put him in the booth. But, like, he already is more likable than Witten was. So I don't see how it would hurt to go one more year with just the two of them. And then, like you said, Sean, just expand it to a three-man, put Booger back on the field. But the thing is, like, if you're Booger, would you be pissed if you're like, well, what the fuck? I was just in the booth, and now you're just sticking me back in this, like, pseudo-analyst role.
I think you would be pissed if it was anyone other than Peyton.
Yeah,
but like,
that's true.
Peyton is kind of like someone that it's like, okay, like, he's going to study tape. He can probably
he carries some cachet.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, like, personality-wise, like, what would he be very, like, robotic? Like, yeah, his commercials are funny and stuff like that, but that's, like, scripted, right?
Are they funny? Are they?
Well, not funny, but you know what I mean? Like, witty, I guess, is a better word to use. Like,
that's why writers get paid.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But that's my point. Like, is he gonna have like a fucking one liner sheet that he can read off of? That's, or like, someone's gonna point, tell him what to say. Like, is he that funny on the fly, or like that witty on the fly, where he could be likable in the booth?
Well, I guess is Romo like that witty, or is it more like he just knows football that well?
Yeah. I guess that's a good point.
I don't know, Mike.
I don't know, Jim.
He's pretty good.
But people,
it's gonna be close.
People hated that at first. People really did. Like, people took to Twitter and were like, oh, we fucking hate when he does that. But now people love, like, it's talked about, it's like joked about, it's actually become like his calling card type of thing, where it's made him more famous for that stupid little quirky thing that he does. So, I don't know, I mean, I think Peyton or Kurt Warner are definitely the most logical choices. I mean, yeah, McAfee, again, like, you guys are hit the nail on the head. Even by the end of the Green Bay game, it was like 31-0, so it was like, all right, like, we get it. You know, we don't need any more one-liners. Like,
he's great in small doses.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, let's move on to what the people want.
Yeah.
The Houston basketball tournament. Let's fucking go.
A-Sun, baby.
So the A-Sun tournament started. UNF won by 10 last night, covered the spread, and they won, even though I didn't bet on it.
I bet on it. Let's go.
They play Liberty, right, on Thursday? Liberty on Thursday night?
Liberty on Thursday in Virginia with those Bible thumpers. The other semifinals, Lipscomb at NJIT at Lipscomb.
I mean, Lipscomb's the favorite, right, up to win the tournament?
They're gonna win.
Lipscomb's actually currently in the top 10 of mid-major ranking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry, 11. They're 11.
Did we beat them this year? We got smoked by them both times this year, probably.
Probably. I didn't. Yeah, we did.
Yes. Not close.
I don't think anyone's gonna be able to beat Lipscomb in our division.
Well, don't worry about Lipscomb right now. We got to beat Liberty. Got to go 1-0.
Well, yeah, we're not going to beat Liberty.
You don't think we're going to beat Liberty?
No. They play slow. We like to play fast.
Yeah, what if we play our tempo? Yeah, what if we start making some shots?
Then maybe.
Then they have to play from behind.
Yeah,
I guess. They're in trouble.
But the pressure is on. I feel like all their games are low scoring, so they have to play somewhat decent defense, and we have no defense.
Clearly, you didn't see the puck in that last game.
I didn't.
Well, we played Liberty 2 weeks ago and beat them.
Beat them, but that was at home.
Oh, yeah, true.
How much did we lose by when we went there?
Hang on. They like beat 20. Us by 6.
Damn, Joe Lenardi has Lipscomb as a 13 seed? That's like the highest seed an A-Sun team's ever been.
Whoa. No way. Florida Gulf Coast a couple years ago had to be like...
No, they were like a 15. They were 15.
No, when they got
I think they were like a 14 then.
When they got to the Elite Eight, they were a 15. But like a couple years ago,
they were a 14.
Oh, okay.
15 seed. Then they left our division.
Yeah,
Now they're getting to be like a 12, 11 kind of... 13 seed.
Right. I mean, if we make it, we're in the playing game again.
Yeah.
Yes, let's go. Stand up.
Does anyone want to say a dark horse to win, to make it far in the NCAA tournament?
I think we should all kind of have, we should actually definitely do a nice little wager between us where we all go snake draft picking our mid majors.
Yeah, what is it? It's
like that.
You pick like a 8 seed or worse or something like that.
No. We're mid major. We'll do a mid major. So this is like including like the conference tournament and all that stuff. So this is going to be like
everyone's going to want to get Buffalo.
I like Wofford.
Yeah, Wofford's good.
I mean, we got to figure out how to like
write these down.
With the way that the
all right, so I got the first pick.
with the way
State, what's up?
With the way that the there's so much more parity it seems like this year than in years past. Like there's not one dominant team and there's been upsets all over the place. Like is this? I mean, I know there's upsets every year, but do you guys see there being more upsets this year than in years past?
Maybe.
Also. Houston
don't stray too far from that fence there, Jeff.
I'm just saying there's no, like, I wouldn't say there's, like, any, like, one or two teams that...
Who's Loyola Chicago this year? Gun to the head.
Yeah.
Gun to the head. Who's Loyola? Who is it? Who is it?
What if it's Loyola again?
Yeah.
I think they stink this year.
They're a 15 seed
in
Joe Lenardi's.
Yeah, they're definitely in it as...
If they win their conference, they're in it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But that's given for anyone.
Ah, interesting.
I mean, if UNF wins, there's a good chance we're going to Columbia, South Carolina, so.
Oh, well, let's go.
The only.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, let's go.
The only.
I'm going to work from home that day.
The only top tier team that isn't probably at risk of being upset is going to be Gonzaga, because they're going to end up playing in Seattle or something like that, and no one travels well, and that's. But everybody else, like Tennessee, Kentucky, Duke, Virginia, the classic, just be at the top all year and then suck in the tournament. Like,
yeah, I don't like Tennessee at all this year. No, in the tournament.
Yeah,
I don't like Tennessee. I like Tennessee.
I mean, loser. Kentucky got smoked by Tennessee the other night, right? Wasn't it like a 30-point game or 20? Wasn't it like?
Kentucky beat Tennessee.
No, Kentucky got smoked by Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee beat the shit out of them on Saturday night.
Were they like 2 weeks before Kentucky?
Yeah, they split this year.
Yeah.
But like a week ago, Tennessee whooped Kentucky.
Saturday night, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then we have everybody loves Villanova. I mean.
I like Texas Tech.
That's not a mid-major.
I know, but I'm just saying who I like.
He's just going to start. He doesn't even know what that means, I don't
think. I like that team, Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy with the Coach K, that team.
So mid-major-wise, is Houston, would y'all consider Houston a mid-major?
No.
No.
I think I could. Why not?
How are they? So is UCF a mid-major?
I'm pretty much saying I call a mid-major
a conference below outside, conference
outside
USA.
Of, outside of Gonzaga, if you're in a conference that's a one-bid league.
Okay.
Yeah. But at this point, the Pac-12 would be that, right?
I mean,
Arizona State might sneak in. They might be one of the last teams in.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. It's a team where if someone said it to a random person on the street, they'd be like, where is that?
Yeah, like Vermont. Like, where is that?
Okay, maybe that was a bad – maybe that wasn't the best thing I could have related it to. I was thinking more like Loyola. Like, if someone said Loyola, you'd be like, ooh, the fuck?
Yeah, or like, where's Colgate?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where's Murray State?
Yeah, Murray's not a fucking state. All right, so next week we'll do each one of us will pick one mid-major that we like that's in Joe Lunardi's bracket, and we'll see which one goes the farthest, and we'll have to make some sort of wager.
Why not just wait till the brackets are actually out?
Because it makes it more interesting. If your team doesn't make it, then you're automatically fucked.
No, I agree with Sean.
No, I was trying to set that up for Jeff there. No, but yeah, we'll do that when the bracket actually comes out, which is what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
all right, so I think that just about does it for sports. So Jeff, you get your moment to shine here. Please don't fuck it up like you did last week. So we're gonna talk about Jay Cutler's life being recorded, which I've never actually watched. So that's,
oh my God, you're missing out.
I know. You guys have kind of convinced me to watch it, because like I even saw some stuff on Twitter today about like just his what he says or just like his mannerisms in the show, and he's just got to be like gold. So anyway, you guys convinced me, but convince me again to start watching it.
Did anyone watch the season premiere this week?
You know it.
I just really want to find Kelly a man, you know? Sean, I think you're the one.
Ooh, I saw that clip on YouTube, actually, because Jay Cutler and Barry Cavalieri gets, like, discussed a lot when he's talking about, like, I think he was talking, like, giving her dating advice.
Yeah, he's great dating advice.
I mean, he gave exactly the advice that, like, she needed, though.
Yeah. And then he not only gave great dating advice, he gave spot on advice on how to fire Shannon.
Yep.
Oh, what's with me dating Kelly?
We just got to send her the podcast and you're in.
Perfect.
Should we just like start tweeting her link?
Just start tweeting her pictures of me.
You know what?
Go in her DMs.
It's take this back to where we were earlier. You know what Jay Cutler would really be good at? Monday Night Football.
Oh, man.
No, he would not talk. He wouldn't talk.
He would be talking about everything else but the game.
Wait, yeah, so
I think it'd be great.
Question, because like I said, I haven't seen it. So does he play like a big role in the show, or is he just kind of like there?
Yeah.
I think he's going to even have an even bigger role this season.
I think in the first season, people kind of discovered how awesome he was, and then this year, I think they're going to give him a bigger role.
Is he
He's going to get his own show on Animal Planet. Did you see him? He's a Wama Whisperer.
And the chicken whisperer.
And the chicken whisperer. Rooster whisperer.
He found out that Bloom was a he.
Yeah.
Better career, Jay Cutler or Tony Romo?
Post-career? You mean post-football career?
Yeah, post-football.
I think Jay Cutler's winning right now.
No, Romo. But Jay Cutler's interesting.
I wonder
who's making more money.
I don't think you're going to find someone who is going to hate on Jay Cutler, though.
No.
There's, like, week in, week out, Jay Cutler is just, I'm just a bigger fan.
I don't know, Jim.
I'm just a bigger fan of Jay Cutler. Every week.
That's big coming from a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, my former quarterback, you know. It is what it is.
I really wish I knew how great he was before he played for the Dolphins, because then I could have enjoyed watching him more. And I wouldn't have cared when he threw all those picks and lost us all those games. At least I can turn to Gary Cavallari and laugh at him.
I laugh with him.
You're doing that anyway.
I know, but this is after he's retired.
You're doing that anyway. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's a really long explanation for something that you already do.
I think the big takeaway from the show is Shannon finally getting got.
Yes.
Finally, Lauren was screaming at the TV, there's no way Kristen has the balls to actually fire her. Then we come back from commercial break, we're going to have to let you go. Whoa!
I feel like when that conversation first started, Kristen might have been like, listen, one more chance. But the way that Shannon talked to her, she had no choice but to just cut her off.
Yeah, I think it was really the look on Shannon's face, like, wait, what did I do wrong?
I also wanted to, but I did, I wish we kind of knew if she was still dating that weird guitar dude.
I wish they kind of left that out,
and I just kind of wish they tied that knot for me.
Yeah, I agree. That's a key point.
They kind of made it sound like she was going off trying to be famous on her own with all her, like, own Instagram shit.
She does act very single.
I think she's acting, that's a single person thing, yeah.
That is true.
And who else was surprised that, what's her name, is still dating that guy, Stone? The fuck?
Oh, who? Yeah. They went to therapy, Sean, so yeah, changes everything.
Yeah, it really looked like it was working.
This is a perfect transition into Pete Davidson dating Beckinsale.
Oh, okay. I mean, these are comebacks. Like this is the Cubs 2016 down 3-1 in the World Series. This is Ray Allen hitting the three in Game 6 after Chris Bosh gets that rebound after the ropes are being let. This is the Red Sox down 3-0 against the Yankees in the ALCS in 2004. Really, I don't know how you can get more back from this.
Dude, this, it really just goes to show you like how good like a GDR does for you. Like one good dick review and you're set, dude.
I know. Oh my gosh. It could be like, completely fabricated too. Like
Ariana set him up, teed him up, like thank you for the good dick.
On a freaking tee.
Go have some fun.
On a tee.
Yeah.
It is stunning. Like I still can't believe he's this far back. Like how? It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
Even in that photo, he looks so sick. Like he's paler than I am.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He really does look like he just does not care about the way he looks at all.
Well, butthole eyes takes years off of you.
So I got to check Kate for pink eye.
I mean, the fact that they were just sitting there making out in the garden is just, like J-Bar said, he's so back, it's not even funny. Like,
and they're doing it to be seen. You know, yeah, no for sure. 100%. No one is watching the Knicks.
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
They went there 1,000% for, again, like, clicks, for so people could see him. And
that, and they went to the SNL after party on Saturday. But they went to the after party together. My goodness, like, this is a comeback of epic proportions, fellas. And I just don't know.
Was he ever gone?
I mean, he was ready to spend the rest of his life with Ariana Grande after knowing her for 4 weeks.
Right.
He proposed after 4 weeks, and then he was on that high of high. It can't get better than this. Then they break up. They break up. He's literally a shell of himself. He has rumors out there that he's gonna kill himself. He's out there on Twitter, like, just saying, I don't know if there's anything left to live for. And then he comes back. No, he doesn't just come back and say, oh, I'm going to the doctor, I'm really trying to, like, fix myself, I want to live a better, more positive life. No, he gets Kate Beckinsale. Are you like, what?
Yeah, I feel like girls come in like hot in like streaks. You'll have no one, and then all of a sudden you'll be like boom, boom, boom. And I feel like he's in a hot streak right now.
I mean,
he's only got the one boom, but yeah.
I just detailed a comeback, Jeff. He's not on a heater. Literally not on a heater.
I mean, his
last. Do you guys know the rest of his like life right now?
I don't know. Jeff does apparently.
Yeah,
saying he's on a heater.
Just be creeped out through that window.
I just described his last 5 months of life.
Yeah, I mean, two, like, 11s in a row.
Yeah,
but
I
does
agree,
he
Sean.
Propose? Does he propose to her with the same ring that he bought?
No.
Ooh, no way.
Ariana kept that shit.
Yeah.
Does he have the money to get a whole nother ring? I don't know.
Yeah, he's worth, like, $2 or $3 million.
Nah.
SNL doesn't pay that well, I don't think. Turtle, yeah. You would know. You hang out like in New York in those circles.
Yeah,
SNL
yeah,
parties.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm at 30 Rock all the time.
Turtle is always at Caroline's. So go ahead.
Yeah.
If you worked for Deloitte, you would be at 30 Rock all the time. That's where their offices are.
That's Jen's first client when she worked at Deloitte was NBC, and she was like, "Ooh, I see all these people." She needs to get back in there and give some scoops so we get some better fucking stories.
For real, I thought you would know this shit about Kate Beckinsale.
Damn, I'm getting a job at Deloitte and going up there. I just don't know how someone can. What kind of luck? I mean, like Sean said, I mean, one good review, one good Yelp review, make or break you. All right.
There's
anything
a difference between a 4.5 and a 3 and a 3-star? On Yelp.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Only we all have the goods.
So then the last thing that we're going to talk about, or that I jotted down here, is just the if anybody cares, the Game of Thrones trailer came out today. I don't know. I'm not like a huge Game of Thrones guy. I mean, I watch it. I don't know. What do you guys think about?
You need to immerse yourself in pop culture.
I mean, I watched like the first season, and then it's just too much. Too many dead people. It was just too much. So I watched just like 20-minute YouTube recap, and then I started on season 7.
Dude, you live in New York. How is that too many dead people? Like, you see that shit every day.
Yeah, I can't like see it on the subway, and then
because he actually lives in Jersey.
Yeah, you guys, I'm going to post my tax return so you guys see my actual legal address.
But I would think you would have time to watch it on the train. That commute's got to be like an hour.
Well, I mean, coming down to Charlotte every yeah. week, I have
fucking download it for the plane ride.
Two hours on the plane. I don't know. I mean,
so you just jumped straight to 7 after that little recap.
Pretty much, yeah.
What a wild move.
Fuck you, dude.
Sean's a book reader, so, like,
get in for it.
I mean, I just kind of, I pretty much saw the trailer today, and I was sweating.
It kind of seems like the White Walkers are going to win.
I was sweating.
Bran, according to Vegas, Bran is going to be the winner.
I fucking hate Bran.
Isn't he like the most
powerful? Oh my god, Bran needs to die.
Isn't he the most powerful person, though, based on like the whole story?
I don't know. What did your video tell you, Turtle?
That he was. That he's the most powerful person.
You're kind of spot on. He like sees the future and shit like that.
What did TXM724-6969 tell you in his video post on YouTube? Asshole.
I got into it too late. I can't start a show like that when I'm six seasons behind. There's just no
way. It's all right. I'm with you, Turtle.
I watch shows like Parks and Rec. Like, I just fucking hammer out episodes of Parks and Rec. I went through the all seven seasons or six seasons of that. No, easy peasy. Great show.
Parks and Rec is a great show.
That's a good show.
I just can't transition.
I prefer Community.
What?
I said I prefer Community over Parks and Rec.
Hot take.
Community is.
Yeah. Here's your hot take.
It definitely is a solid show, but I think Parks and Rec is, comedy-wise, is more funny.
Yeah, it's okay. Gotta get on the Bravo shows.
Well, I'm allowed to change a channel when I'm at home watching TV with my girlfriend.
Turtle, you should watch Summer House. It's about people who live in New York City and go to the Hamptons on the weekends to party during the summer.
Oh, is that the time of the year when they
do that? That's wild. It's not even called, it's called a share house, too. The show's not even appropriately named.
I'm sorry, we don't know these things down here.
Yeah, you guys, come on.
All right, story time.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
Jeff.
I don't have any stories.
No stories?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you told such a good story last week. We just wanted you to tell another one.
No.
I think Sean wanted to tell a story.
Oh, yeah, about the goats of TBC. You guys know the story?
No.
No.
Oh, I thought it was interesting. I found out about it yesterday. All right, so back when Mr. Beeman bought all that land, those 415 acres to create the TPC. It was, you know, started out being like swampland, like everything else in Florida. And he had trouble, you know, they were having trouble. They brought in the dirt and they were packing it around, but they were having trouble using the heavy machinery to clear out like the undergrowth and stuff around the course. So what they decided to do was bring in 12 goats. They called it the goat crew. And the goats went around basically feeding on the undershrubs, and they did it for years. But the problem was they kept losing them to, like, alligators and venomous snakes and shit like that. So I guess back in 2017, they decided to honor those goats. And they make special TPC shirts every year, a limited number with the goat logo, this goat logo on it.
Do they make 12?
No, it's more than 12, but they only sell them in the clubhouse, and they usually only sell them on the first day of the tournament, Thursday. So, we're going to try and cop one on Thursday, but yeah, apparently only like 1% of the 1% get to buy these, because they're so rare.
They've done this every year?
No, it started in 2017.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What are you going to do if you see one shirt and it's like a small...
Crop top.
Yeah. Motivation to run on the treadmill. You just buy a shirt that's a little too small for you.
Yeah.
You can wear it when you mow the lawn.
Please don't.
Can we, Sean and Sean, can we also get like a quick little hit of the reaction to the signing of Nick Foles?
Bro, it's not a done deal.
Not a fan.
It's done deal.
I guess it depends who they end up drafting. If they draft an offensive lineman with a seventh pick,
don't worry about the draft. The team as is off season moves with Nick Foles go.
I think I got to see like what the dollar amount is and the years is to tell you like my true opinion on it. But I think what we're going to have to pay for him
3 years, $50 million. Isn't worth it.
I'd 50 guaranteed.
Sure.
Don't like it.
Yeah, no, that seems
I don't like anything more than, like, we can't get rid of him after, like, 2 years. But I'm a big Kyler Murray fan. I don't think we should be on the wrong side of history with Kyler Murray. And if you are, don't be a dumbass. Get on the right side of Kyler Murray.
If the Jags end up signing,
this is a podcast where we're not against that.
Yeah,
we're completely inclusive, Sean, not exclusive, Sean. Oh yeah, another guest appearance by our sixth member. Thank God.
I'm getting beat right now.
Ask Lizzie what her take is on.
If you guys get Nick Foles, I mean, is the team pretty much the same as it was when you guys were in the NFC or AFC Championship last year? I mean,
for the most part, yeah.
Yeah, like core team wise, it's gonna be.
I mean, we'll get rid of Malik, but besides that, it would be pretty much the same team.
I mean, we won't have Yeldon or Corey Grant.
Yeah, I think we might re-sign Corey Grant.
We won't have Mercedes.
Good night. Bye. It was great seeing you, Jeff. Good night. Tell Lizzie good night. Oh. Okay.
Who they trade for during the season?
Jeff's trying to get one of them dick reviews. Okay.
Carlos Hyde. They traded for Carlos Hyde.
Yeah. Are they keeping him?
They are also rumored to be shopping him around. So, you know, whatever.
Right.
He doesn't want to be here.
He does not want to be there?
Yeah, he didn't like being here last year because of how shitty our offensive line was. We had 16 different offensive linemen start because of injuries.
Right.
So, we'll see. Maybe that changes. He doesn't like not being the guy, but, you know, you're an old running back now.
Yeah.
Split
yeah. All right. The last thing that we're going to do, the power ranking of the podcasters, of the five of us. So, J-Bar is excited for this one. So we'll go. Wait, whose idea was it to do this? Sean's?
No, I have no idea.
All right, J-Bar, you can go first.
First. Okay.
So wait, are we power ranking ourselves? Do you put yourself on the list or is it everybody else?
First 3 weeks, I'm at number one.
Oh, wow.
I guess we're doing ourselves.
Hot take.
That's
I feel like I just come with it with the takes. I'm really good at this for a first timer. I'll say that the second is a three-way tie between Turtle, Shine, and Sean. Everybody's contributing very well.
Is Lizzie number four?
And fourth place, I definitely say is our one female podcaster, Lizzie. Always good with the commands and barking out the orders. And then I'll say an honorable mention is probably Jeff.
We can always
count on Jeff for the technical difficulties, the side distractions, having to cut off 2.5, 3.5 minutes.
Unnecessary noises.
Of noise. Why did you know, actually, six could probably be Teddy, their dog. So,
damn it, he stole one of mine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put this out. I think seven is the true toy.
Yeah, seven's a chew toy. Like, if we had a logo, the chew toy would probably be in it.
I'll get on that.
So there's my
it's a moose.
There's my power rankings through week three. This is obviously always to be determined on a week by week basis. And there it is, holding your top spot. The one, the only, J-Bar.
All
Sean,
right.
Go ahead. You're next.
Yeah, Sean, you're up.
All right. Well, obviously I'm number one because I'm the only one with the good hot takes about the Braves. second would be second's gonna be Turtle for trying to organize this as poorly as possible. Three is going to be Shine.
Woo! Suck it, Draymar.
Four is going to be Lizzie. Five is going to be Jeff. Six is going to be Teddy. And seven is going to be Jaybar because he put himself number one.
They don't boo nobody. It's let's go.
Shine.
Number one is Dylon. Number two is Dylon. Number three is Dylon. Number four is Dylon. I would put myself at number one. I've got some witty banter. Everyone loves witty banter. Number two, Turtle, because he put it together. Number three, J-Bar. Number four, Sean. Number five, Lizzie. And Jeff is an honorable mention.
All right, I would come back again.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know if Jeff is here to for him to go.
I didn't know you were still on. I thought your battery was going to run out.
It is. I'm at 3% right now.
All right, well, you better go quickly.
Did you lose, like, power in your house as well?
Oh, it's gone. Jeff. And Jeff's battery is now dead. So I guess I'll go. I left myself off the list because I'm a humble dude, you know, we're just, us New Yorkers, we're always looking out for everybody else and not ourselves. So number one, I got, just because, you know, diversity and inclusion, I have J-Bar. two, I have Shine, but it was, if Sean gets better headphones because it's been a little tough to hear you with the AirPods. Yeah.
He spent $375 on those.
Then number four, I had Jeff's dog with the chew toy. And then, I mean, I guess I'll throw him an honorable mention. He's not even in the Power Rangers. He's in like the got votes, but not in the top 25.
Others receiving votes.
He didn't get enough votes to crack the top 25. He causes so many goddamn problems. Like, I went back and I was listening to last week's podcast. All I could hear was that goddamn chew toy in the background. It was so fucking annoying. Like, no one's gonna listen to that shit. Not that anyone's listening to anything yet anyway. So yeah, I think that does it for this week. So we're about an hour and 6 minutes, which is, I mean, we're gonna edit out 6 minutes worth of stuff, so
we can probably tighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We gotta keep Jeff from getting off topic. I think the four of us stay on topic pretty well and he just goes off on fucking tangents.
Does he before you end it, can I just make one more note? I am freaking out about Tiger Woods right now.
Oh yeah.
Next train, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The fact that he's not wanting to go to one of his hometowns in Orlando and not play, this is a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Big deal. I'm just waiting for the press release that says hopefully he can play like at the Masters.
In the Masters, yeah. When is the Masters? Next month?
Yeah.
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 Wow. I think it will be big to see like if he's at TPC next weekend.
I mean, if you're him, you have to sit out until the Masters, right?
Unless it's just like a simple neck strain.
Right. Just like a tweak, but...
Yeah.
Has anything ever just been like a tweak with him in the last 10 years?
No.
So, yeah, you definitely... You got to hang it up until the Masters. I mean, that's what everybody...
There was that time he was tweaking, driving. That's different.
Yeah, well.
Do you listen to any kind of the conspiracy theories that say, like, he may be being questioned by FBI over a said massage parlor in said current hometown?
I've heard rumors.
Wait. They actually did question him about it?
No, these are conspiracy theories, bro.
I
think something more would have came out because of the whole, like, if Robert Kraft came out, why isn't Tiger out?
Yeah.
And everyone else came out, too. Like, there was that web.com player that was out and a few other.
Yeah.
Everyone else's photos were out.
It's a said there was a bigger name than Kraft.
Yeah, but the conspiracy theory on that is, like, the Patriots are in, I think, Schefter's, like, ear. So he threw out that there was a bigger name to get it off of Kraft.
That's not a bad – I mean, someone
– they should have came out with a name then.
There was no name.
ESPN does kind of owe them after that whole Deflategate thing to, like, give them some
– throw them a bone.
Yeah, throw them a bone.
Nobody owes the Patriots shit. They got to know.
I mean, I agree with that, but – I mean, how – it wouldn't be difficult for someone from the Patriots organization on that day – to be like, listen, we'll give you this, like, one little extra scoop kind of thing. Like, I don't know who just mentioned it, but, like, to keep a little bit of the heat off of Kraft. Like, yeah, it's still going to be there. But people, when you talk about that now, I think the first thing people say is, like, well, what about that other name? Like, wasn't he not the biggest name? And, like, even if you heard it or not, you still ask that question and, like, deflect off of Robert Kraft.
And then there's so many people running around that Miami Jupiter area, like Tiger and everyone else.
Right.
That people start like being like, oh, Tiger was around. And then.
Yeah. I mean, Jupiter, with Jupiter Island being there, is like, for the, if you say big name, you could go on for fucking ever because there's a ton of people on Jupiter Island and shit like that where.
Yeah, I got a place there. So.
Yeah.
You've been to a rub and tug lately?
Not recently.
Next time I'm down.
I try to avoid the ones with sex trafficking.
Next time I'm down there, we can go to Square Grouper and look at Jupiter.
That's my spot.
We can look at Jupiter Island from across the intercoastal and drink a couple pina coladas. All right, I think that's it for this week.
All right, until next week.
Yeah, I'll spend the rest of my night editing out all Jeff's bullshit, and I'll have to figure out how to make a SoundCloud so I can share it with you guys.
Cool.
Yeah, we got to get someone come up with like a suggestion that they want to hear as like intro or an outro music.
Yeah, just tweet it at me.
Tweet.
Yeah, follow my SoundCloud. I got a lot of good ones
up. Okay. All right. Follow me at @itch_jbar.
Oh, man. All right.